USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Two political action committees founded by Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's top aide funneled over $1 million in political donations into two of his own private companies. That's according to a complaint that was filed with the FEC on Monday. The cash transfers from the PACs run counter to AOC's pledges to increase transparency and reduce the influence of dark money in politics. Regarding these allegations, AOC tells Fox News,
"There is no violation, so there's no violation."
President Trump plans to visit Alabama Friday after Sunday's deadly tornadoes. Lee County, Alabama Sheriff Jay Jones says they're continuing to search for those missing.
It is hoped that we will begin transitioning rather from a search and rescue to a recovery status.
At least 23 people have died and around 10 are missing. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. A 2% fee received as discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
The House is expected to vote on a resolution on Wednesday condemning anti-Semitism. This is all in response to comments from Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar, who recently accused pro-Israel advocates of pushing alliance to a foreign country. Michigan Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Dingell tells Fox News this is a complicated issue.
We've all got to take a deep breath and listen to our language and understand how things that are said are not maybe meant as they're interpreted. We've got to protect free speech in this country, too. But understand we are hurting people at times with our language, but we've got to protect everybody's freedom of religion, period.
The parties continue down in New Orleans as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
It's Mardi Gras, or Fat Tuesday. It marks the end of a celebratory season of events, especially in New Orleans, leading up to the start of Lent tomorrow, when for Catholics it's Ash Wednesday.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Scotland Yard authorities say three explosive devices have been found in London, two near airports and one near a major train station. The packages were found at Waterloo Station and near buildings near Heathrow and London City Airport. One of the bombs did go off near Heathrow Airport, causing a small fire which led to an evacuation. No flights have been canceled, no reports of any injuries, and we'll continue to follow this story. Senator Rob Portman said Tuesday he agrees with President Trump's plan for border security and thinks it's reasonable, but he is not a fan of declaring a national emergency. He explains his position on Fox News.
Well, I'm trying to do two things. One is to support the president on the border. As you know, I support his plan. I think it's reasonable. What he talks about in terms of barriers is exactly what Democrats have voted for in the past, and it funds the top 10 priorities of a border security plan put forward by the experts on the border, a plan, by the way, that Congress has embraced in the last two appropriation cycles. On the other hand, the way the president has chosen to fund part of it through a national emergency, I think is the wrong way to go. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. The reason I feel that is for two reasons. One, I think it's going to set a bad precedent. In other words, future presidents would be able to use a national emergency going against the will of Congress for other issues. Say the Green New Deal. And second, you know, it's going to get tied up in the courts, which I think everybody acknowledges, and therefore the very funding I want to get down to the border to be able to solve this problem, to deal with the crisis, which has to do with drugs, which has to do with trafficking, which has to do with illegal immigration.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.